Welcome to Being Me. I'm Ruthie Tesler, one of the Being Me Teen Mind Matters podcast hosts. And I'm here with my co-host, Juan Bendaña. How's it going, Juan?
Hey, Ruthie. Doing good. Happy Friday. Here celebrating on the pod. I can't wait to dive in because we got some good stuff. Got some good stuff today.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Let's get started. All right. We're going to start off with our icebreaker, which is, if you could choose one skill to master overnight, what would it be and why?
Can it be any skill?
Any skill.
I feel like it would be cooking, because it would just be cool to be able to be like a Michelin star chef overnight, just for no reason. Have the coolest parties with friends. Yeah, I think that would be
cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what about you?
I think mine would be fighting.
Wow. Like, coming off that competition.
Like mixed martial arts, nunchucks, the whole nine yards. I think it would be really cool to just like more, not because like I want to fight people, but because that I think that seems like a really cool thing to just have under your belt. Or just any like being the top of your field at any sport, but fighting seems like the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is cool.
All right. I want to know what you, Juan, have been listening to lately. Still the Spanish music?
Honestly, no. A little bit of country.
Wow.
I've been listening to some country. I know it's random, kind of out of pocket, but have been listening to country music. Has just infiltrated my Spotify. And yeah, a lot of country music. What about you?
For me, it's pretty much the same old, but I want to hop on your country thing and give you a fun little tidbit about myself. I've seen Zach Brown Band, the chicken fried guy.
Oh, I know.
Three times in concert. And I'm not a country music fan. I love his concerts. I like country music the normal amount.
Yes. A healthy
the normal
dose.
Amount that someone that
doesn't like
country. Obsessed with country music likes country music. But I've seen Zach Brown Band three times in concert. And they're like the best concerts ever.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. Moving on. Our podcast today is going to be about prom. We'll dive into this more in a minute, but we're asking our teen advisory board members about prom-related questions that they had. And they have some questions for us. So are we ready for some hot takes, Juan?
Let's go.
Okay, question one. Joaquin, 17, from Utah, wants to know, what are some healthy ways to deal with the social pressures and expectations to make prom night sort of life-changing event?
I think the healthy way to deal with the expectation is to let go of it and understand that if you have this expectation for prom to be some form of life-changing event, think about the standard that you're setting for that night. Anything short of extraordinary, finding the love of your life, having the perfect night ever, is going to be a disappointment. So instead of finding healthy ways to deal with it being the most life-changing event, I'm not saying to lower your bar, just set a better intention. Not to say this is going to be the best night of my life, just setting the intention of like, I'm going to have a good time. That's a much easier goal to reach. That is a much easier target to hit than have a life-changing event. Yeah. That's my take. What do you think, Ruthie?
I already don't really see prom as a life-changing event. I think it's supposed to be fun. I think it is always stressful leading up to prom because we're finding the perfect dress, finding a date maybe, all these things. You want to look good in pictures. You want to do your makeup nice. You want to do your hair. But in my head, I'm just looking forward to taking really fun pictures with my friends and having a good night. It's going to be the day after my birthday, so that's exciting. But I don't know if many people now view prom as they used to with this whole glamorous idea of what prom is. I think that's more in the movies. I think that, yeah, you just have to realize that life is not a movie and that you should enjoy because you're 17 and you should just be trying to have fun and living in the moment.
Agreed.
And no one dance, it's a dance. Take away the name prom. No one dance is going to make you have some life-altering realization about what you're going to do for the next however many years. I would just take the pressure off of it.
Totally.
All right. Question two is from Olivia in New York City. And she wants to know, what advice would you give to someone struggling to feel confident about their prom outfit or body image?
Ooh, Olivia, good question. Remembering that everyone is so fixated on thinking about how they look that they have no time to worry about how you look. They're too concerned with how they look. They're too concerned with how they're showing up, what they're wearing. And we think, and there's this thing called the spotlight effect, where we think that people are thinking of us more than they actually are. They're not. And even if they judge you, or they don't like the color that you wore, or they think that you look ridiculous, or whatever it may be, understand that there's going to be a small group of people, especially at something like prom, that are going to judge you anyways, because that's what they're going for. Unfortunately, something that, especially in this, with prom, something that isn't talked about enough is the fact that a lot of people will go with part of their intention being, I'm excited to go judge people, rate what they're wearing, rate their outfits, and that's what's going to make it fun for them for some reason. That's going to happen. People are going to judge you anyways. So you might as well just look how you will feel your best and wear what you think will make you feel like your best and give them something great to judge, because people are going to judge you anyways. That's my take. Ruthie, your thoughts?
I'm just going to add on to that and say these people judging you, it's because they have nothing better to do. And if you could just step out of yourself and realize that that is a very sad way to live. And if you realize that people judging you like deserve to be pitied instead of deserve to be listened to and taken seriously for their judgments, I feel like everything changes. And in regards to feeling confident in your dress, in your suit, whatever you choose to wear, and in your own body, and this is something that I've had to deal with as a teenage girl. I feel like everyone struggles with their body image sometimes. I think you really have to realize you have to be healthy and look healthy, and whatever that looks like for your body type. You should feel like the most beautiful when you physically feel good, you feel energized. That should be like your sweet spot.
I also think that, to your point, it's that confidence is a feeling, not necessarily a look. There's a lot of people that look on the outside like they should be really confident, but on the inside, they're struggling. On the outside, they look like the most confident person in the world, but on the inside, they have a ton of doubt, and then vice versa. There's a lot of people that you wouldn't think are really confident, but they are just so comfortable in who they are. And I think it kind of goes to the point, and as we kind of dive deeper into the prom topic, of kind of getting the real idea of how much should someone, and Ruthie, to throw this to you, in your opinion, how much do you think someone should actually invest emotionally in this one night? Is it actually valid for people to say, no, this is a big deal. This is something I've been waiting for my entire high school career. This is something that I actually want to put no importance, because I don't even think it is to say that it's just another night, it doesn't matter, because it is more important than other nights. A lot of people do make it a big deal, and that's okay. So what do you think the sweet spot is in terms of someone actually investing emotionally in this one night?
I think if you loved high school and you love your friends in high school and you are going to miss high school so much, a lot of people treat prom as this goodbye and very sentimental thing where they have one insane night with all of their friends and do all the things that they never did in high school or whatever the case might be. And if some people want to treat it with a lot of sentiment and they want to get really emotional about it and treat it as a goodbye, that's so valid. If you want to have one last night to be dancing all night with all of your friends and maybe go to like an after party or anything like that, that's awesome. But at the same time, it's not so important. You know, maybe you're thinking of doing something else that night. Maybe you want to go to prom for the pictures and leave early. You know, like everyone has their different feelings about prom, their different weights, the different gravity that prom holds for them. And it's all valid. As long as you don't stress yourself out too much leading up to it, if the stress shows up as excitement, then you're good. I think the second that the prom is supposed to be fun, prom is supposed to be exciting. Maybe you're stressing about like finding a dress, but that's for 5 minutes. It shouldn't be any more than that.
Totally. And I think it's setting the right expectation, not the realistic expectation or the unrealistic expectation, because then that assumes that there is a right expectation or wrong expectation to have. I think you just have the expectation that if you want it to be a super special night, yeah, go for it. Make it a big deal. Go ahead and make this the big deal that you want. Just like some people, I'll give this parallel. A lot of people love to go all out for their birthday. They get the numbered balloons. They go to the restaurant with 20 people. They get the big table. They do the whole thing. And some people love to celebrate their birthday. Other people, it's just another day. And they're like, yeah, let's go grab some food. It's the exact same thing. Everyone has a birthday. Everyone goes to prom. The only difference is everyone's version of a birthday is different. The same goes for prom. And to kind of build off of that, one of the high stress things is the ask is, who am I going to go with? Okay, I know who I want to go with. How am I going to ask them? If I ask them and they say no, who am I going to go with then? So what do you think are some creative but also low pressure ways to ask someone a prom that you feel would ease some of the anxiety around the fact that it's such a big deal? What are some creative ways, low pressure ways that you can ask someone that you feel like kind of takes the pressure off, takes the edge off, and allows you to just enjoy the night?
I have a friend who asked this girl to prom, who they're not together, nor are they together now that he asked her. He asked her more in a way that was like, I would really like to get ready for prom with your friends, and I'd be honored to take you to prom because you are a great girl. And if you're interested, awesome. If you're not, totally fine. And he did it as a conversation. He didn't make a huge promposal sign and go all out, because that's not necessary unless you're dating someone and they really want that.
Unless you want to.
It'd be cute.
I totally agree. And I think it can be done in so many different ways.
I would suggest that if you're not with someone, or you don't think that there's a good chance that this person is going to say yes to you asking them to prom, that you steer away from a grand gesture, because those rarely work in real life if you're not already seeing this person. I know I'm taking a friend to prom. He goes to a different school and I just wanted him at my prom. A lot of his friends go to my school. It just worked out really nicely. I know a lot of people without dates to prom who are so content going with their friends. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all fine. But if you want to ask someone, I don't think it's such a big deal. They're probably not going to think much about it if they say no, or they could say yes.
For sure. And I think a disclaimer that we need to give and to say the thing that a lot of people don't talk about is the fact that prom doesn't have to mean a date. Like you said, you can go with friends. It can just be just as fun and probably even more fun, because you don't feel like you're going to be attached to someone. And you feel like if you're bringing someone that you're kind of like you're interested in, and this is kind of the like first date or the second date or the fifth date or whatever it is, and you feel like you have to be with that person the entire. I feel like the friends that went with their friends to prom, when I went to prom, had the best time ever. So I totally agree in terms of you can decide what prom being enjoyed looks like for you.
Yes, fully agreed. I have a friend who was contemplating whether or not to take a date that she didn't know very well. And I was sort of urging her to be like, are you going to have more fun by having this random guy on your arm at mm-hmm. prom? Or are you going to have more fun dancing all night with your friends without worrying about, oh, is my date having fun? Because he has no friends at the school. Is it really worth it at some point mm-hmm. to entertain this person if you would rather just be having fun with the people that you really wanted to hang out with all night? Just because it like maybe looks more like the standard of prom. I think it doesn't matter.
Yes.
I think it doesn't matter Agreed. At all.
Agreed. There is so much pressure that we put on ourselves to be a certain way or to have the dream or idealistic prom. And it needs to be exactly what you'd like it to be. So as you lead into prom, whether that is coming up right around the corner, whether you have a little bit of time, whether you have a date, whether you don't. And as we're winding down this conversation, realize that you have the ability to make it whatever you'd like to make it. You have the ability to decide what kind of prom you want to have and then be the person that creates that intentionally. Ruthie, is there anything else that you want to send people off with in terms of prom and having the best experience possible?
No, just have fun, everyone. It's going to be great. And for those of you who've already gone to prom, I hope it was amazing. I hope it was everything you ever dreamed of.
I love that. And also to mention, as we wrap here, any prom tips or self-care strategies or things that are going to help you feel like it is your night, have the best night ever, can be found on the BeMe app from our BeMe coaches, myself included, and other amazing BeMe creators, and which you can download for free on Google Play and the App Store. Ruthie, I'll hand it over to you to close yet again another legendary episode.
Thank you, Juan. This has been a great conversation. And
until next time, this is Juan Bendaña, my amazing co-host, Ruthie Tesler, and our incredible podcast producer, Derek Baird, reminding you to keep being you.
Team Mind Matters is a BeMe podcast and a BeMe Studios production for BeMe Health.